Investment advisory services offered through Independent Solutions Wealth Management and Blackridge Asset Management LLC. Peak Broker Services LLC is not an affiliate of Independent Solutions or Financial Guys LLC.
You're listening to The Financial Guys.
We're $23 trillion in debt, honey. We don't have an extra surplus of money. Newsflash, guys. Stop attacking businesses, because when all the businesses are gone, nobody's going to pay your salary anymore. You get that?
If the goal is to create a loser mentality, you're winning.
I'm going to build a big, beautiful wall with a big, beautiful door. Well, guess what? We have a big, beautiful door, all right? It's the wide
it's
open
about 90%.
Southern border, right? Yeah.
Here's Glenn Wiggle and Mike Lomas.
Welcome, everybody. We've got the Financial Guys here on our podcast, right? So thanks for joining in again. We do appreciate it. Thanks for downloading it, watching us on YouTube, or wherever you're enjoying this podcast. I'm Glenn Wiggle here with Mike Lomas. And today we're going to talk about the election coming up. This is going to our last podcast to Election Day. So our next podcast will be on Election Day. That should be interesting.
We don't usually release to what? Tuesday night or
Tuesday
Wednesday.
Night. So Tuesday night, the audio version comes out.
That'll be a fun one. We'll have some good predictions.
Yeah. Yep. Wednesday night is when the YouTube video comes out. So if you're listening on audio, we appreciate it. We do play some videos, and those videos, obviously, you can't hear. If you're listening on a podcast, you got to go to the YouTube page to find that out. So we also are very active on social media all over the place, not just YouTube and podcasts, but Instagram, Facebook, Twitter, and all the good stuff. This is the show where money meets politics, and we are going to talk really mostly about politics today. We are a week away from the election, and I am absolutely stunned that the mainstream media is going to try to steal this for Joe Biden.
Oh, for sure.
It's one thing to be biased.
It's corrupt.
It's
beyond corrupt at this point.
I mean, if you present the news from like a little bit of a left-wing slant, I get that. You know, you know, it's hard not to have an opinion or at least a viewpoint, right? But to completely be the propaganda arm,
We have proof that the Biden family is a crime family, and they can't even talk about the basics of the story.
No, they're talking.
Forget about the details of the story.
They say it's all fake.
Forget about the basics of the story. Crazy. But I will say this, and I'll continue to say this: shame on you, Donald Trump, for not arresting them, firing the FBI.
Right. Yeah.
You know, you have the ability to say to set the FBI director down and say, "Look, you either fire these people. You either arrest these people, or I fire you."
Well, should have brought him in and asked him if it was real or not.
Yeah.
You've had it since February or December.
Why don't we do a conference?
Is it real or isn't it?
Why don't we do a press conference with him? Donald Trump can go hold a press conference and say, I've invited some of the heads of the FBI to talk. They're not showing up. Why aren't they showing up?
It's crazy. Meanwhile, you got Biden out there just admitting it. Here's a clip of him basically telling everybody what they're doing.
For those of you on the left that say, oh, it's a Russian hoax, they have not denied one ounce of this.
No.
Even in the debate.
Well, these are pictures.
But they don't have to. They don't have to. That's what's so frustrating about that. They don't have to deny a thing because the mainstream. You know,
so
locally here in Buffalo, I've been sending emails, I guess, or hopping on their Facebook saying, anytime now, guys, you can do a story on the Biden crime family. Nothing.
Nothing. They won't do it. They won't touch it. They are completely in the tank for Joe Biden. Yep. It's unbelievable. And here's the thing, folks. And I'm sorry. I never believed in the deep state. I got to be honest with you. Going back 20 years, state would be like, no, come on.
Right.
You know. And then, you know, I never thought our government would sell guns to Mexican drug cartels, but we did.
Yeah.
Right?
Without tracers on them.
Right? And then I never thought.
No idea where they went.
No idea.
You go.
I never thought our government would.
These will end up in good hands.
Yeah, it'll be fine, right? I never thought our government would use the IRS to target a political party, or even worse, using our spying apparatus, the FBI and the NSA, to spy on a presidential. But we did, right? We did.
How about a presidential candidate a president knowing that a potential presidential candidate is making up a story to win the election and looking the other way?
So now I'm convinced. Now I'm convinced that there's a connection here, and let me go down the line of connection. Biden sniffing people, Harvey Weinstein, right? Matt Lauer, Anthony Weiner,
Clinton. Don't forget the Clintons.
Bill Clinton.
Yeah, don't forget Billy. Billy was on that plane an awful lot.
Spitzer, right?
Yeah.
Do you see this theme I'm going with here? Underage girls' sex issues with every single one of them, right? This is a huge problem that ties – it just goes far beyond Joe Biden.
Yep.
This goes deep into the left wing part of this country.
And part
there's
of the
something
wing.
Sick and wrong going on.
And part of the right wing, because these Republicans
sure.
would
sure Mitt Romney.
Yeah, I mean somebody. Oh, why aren't they calling him out? Why aren't they calling him out? Right? Where are all these Republicans that should be demanding a press conference?
Right?
You can do that.
They're
even
hiding.
Locally here. Where's Chris Jacobs? Jacobs can do that.
Useless.
Jacobs can do a press conference and say this is what needs to start calling some of these people out.
Jacobs has the Biden plan. Spend my way to Congress and don't do any press conferences or any sort of public speaking.
Yeah.
You know, make sure you're not debating anybody.
That's right.
Don't worry, Chris. Just spend your $1 billion to buy your way, buy your seat. I'm sure you'll represent the constituents of Erie County so well.
Yeah.
Right?
That's
a joke.
That's just what we need. Another dead soul.
Right? Exactly. Just another, you know, just to push the button for whatever the leadership tells you, Chris. That's what you're going to, just like Chris Collins. And Chris is, you know, Chris used to be a friend of ours. I would consider Chris to be he's still a decent guy.
Yeah,
I made a huge mistake, right?
Yeah.
But Chris went to Albany. Chris went to Congress. Within 1 year, he went from fiscal conservative to big government spender.
He went from, remember, bringing in money from like Zimbabwe or something, telling us that if we don't get our act together, this is what's going to happen. And then literally 2 years later, he's telling us, shame on us for wanting the government to shut down.
Right. Like, and then voting for every single spending increase.
Yeah.
That's what happens. Chris Jacobs will be no different. If you think he's going to be independent voice, you're kidding yourself.
Yeah.
But anyway, back to Biden for a second. Here's Biden just flat out telling people, here's our plan. This is unbelievable. The media didn't even pick this up.
Nope.
Didn't even touch this.
No. How's the media not telling his final end up? The sail away of statement from his debate was, I'm going to completely destroy the oil and gas industry.
Yep.
And nobody could pick that up.
Yeah.
Nobody can pick it up at all.
And I love Trump. Whoa. That was a big one. What was that statement again? He's perfect. The thing is, and I'm just going to back up for a second before I play this clip. Let's assume for a second that it was Russian planted information in the laptop. Are the pictures fake?
Yeah.
Are the pictures?
Because none of that is
let's just go down this path of conspiracy theory on the left, because the lunatic left is Russia all the time. China is our biggest issue, but let's talk Russia.
Don't forget, Glenn, the Bidens did make some money in Russia though,
and Ukraine and China.
Yeah.
But let's assume that Russia actually got this information and planted this on the laptop or delivered. Unless they faked the photos.
Yeah.
If the photos are still real, does it matter?
Well,
I mean, let's say for a second, let's say that they have a picture of Hunter Biden with an underage girl that they somehow got, and they give that picture to our U.S. authorities. Does it make it any less valid?
No.
I mean, do you not go after somebody who's a potential child predator?
Let me tell you why you know this is real, right? Because if that happened to anybody with common sense in them, right? If that happened to me, if that happened to you, we would immediately be doing a press conference saying,
I
am going after every one of you dirtbags that tried to do this to me.
That's right.
And instead, they just go in their little hole and they go away. And the mainstream media says, don't worry, little Hunter. We'll take care of you.
Right,
it's okay.
Amazing.
You just stay down there for a while. You just stay in your basement with Fredo. Stay in the basement for tell us you got COVID. Tell us you're going to die of COVID. You'll be fine.
Well, if he's able to steal this election, we'll get 4 years of Jimmy Carter. We're only going to get 4 years of Biden if he wins, though, because Biden at 82 is never going to
be able
to run a
second term. I got to be honest with you. We're at that tipping point. Like, I've heard other people go, don't worry if he wins. Every time you vote in a Biden or you vote in Obama, you get one step closer to the destruction of America.
Obamacare, Dodd-Frank.
One step closer to Venezuela. Mm-hmm. Because what happens is, we call it the tipping point, right? Eventually, you get more people sucking off the system than putting into the system. And the system starts to, like, if you ever see a boat, you know how they slowly sink and then all of a sudden they go,
Venezuela.
That's exactly right.
Teetering, boom. Into the abyss.
25% unemployment rate, eating your animals. Yeah.
That's right. Yeah.
And don't say it can't happen in America. We're already halfway there, folks. We're 30 billion in debt. I get my B's and my T's mixed up now with the. I'm thinking New York State, 30 to 80 trillion. But we're there, right? I mean, whatever you need to do to get out and vote, there's no way in hell he wins this.
There's no way
he wins this.
He had 12 people showing up at his rallies.
Yeah. Even Obama, by the way, Obama's been stumping for him, and he's getting 100 people there.
Yeah.
They had Bon Jovi. Nobody showed up for him.
They had 12 people showed up for a private concert. Nobody.
Trump shows up in Pennsylvania.
Yeah.
Glenn, and we had people all over Buffalo going, can you get me tickets?
Biden showed up in Pennsylvania. And he had to drive through a sea of Trump supporters.
Yes, more Trump supporters for
more.
Yes.
So here's Biden basically telling us what the plan is. Here it is. I mean, he's saying this. This is not a Freudian slip. This is not a mistake. This is I've got dementia and I slipped up and I let the cat out of the bag. This is the honest to God truth that he's saying, and nobody touches this.
We're in a situation where we have put together, and you guys did it for our administration, the President Obama's administration before this. We have put together, I think, the most extensive and inclusive voter fraud organization in the history of American politics.
No joke.
Now, if that's an accident, he should not be running
right?
He should not be running the United
States. Imagine
he should
down.
Be running. If that's an accident, he should not be in charge of an ice cream stand. He might hurt some children with the wrong ice cream, right?
Imagine if he's sitting down with Vladimir Putin.
Yeah.
And they're negotiating a trade deal, right? And Biden goes, so Putin sits down and goes,
I'll take it.
Yeah, right. Putin goes, well, how about $1 billion? Okay, we'll give you the $1 trillion you asked for. Okay. All right. Okay.
And, I mean, we'll give you, crickets. Joe will give you free coffee and
I'll take it. Yeah. The sign fell for everything, folks. Yeah. I love it. This is unbelievable, though. I mean, he just flat out says it. And then the best part, he gets really angry the other day. This is him on the, I don't know.
My favorite is when somebody accidentally gets in to call him out and he denies everything, lies about it, and the mainstream media just.
Yeah. Well, this is in Pennsylvania.
But they are corrupt. The mainstream, there's incompetence and then there's corruption.
Corrupt,
and they
yeah.
are absolutely 100% corrupt.
Well, this is propaganda. Yeah. What's going on now is full in the tank propaganda arm of
including
the Democratic National Committee.
Including the polls, including the ratings.
Well, the polls do one of two things, right? The polls do the polls are effective in two ways, right? The polls are showing Biden way ahead like Hillary, right? So if they're able to stuff enough ballots into the box, and what they're saying is now we'll count these
six days,
3 days. Sure. So they're Michigan looks like Trump is going to win by 10,000 votes. All right, well, we got 3 days, folks. Yep. Go get to work. Stuff it. And then, so here's the thing. The polls do one of two things. Number one, if Biden wins, they help to corroborate.
Sure.
You know, because everybody knows no one's showing up. So it's like, well, he was ahead in the polls. He must have won.
Yeah.
On the flip side, however, if he loses, it gives them standing to say, you know what? That's not even possible.
Something must
All these pollsters couldn't be wrong. Yeah. Trump must have cheated or something must have happened.
Two elections
We're going to challenge this in court.
Yeah.
And it gives them the impetus to then challenge
it. Good news is he can challenge it in court. It goes to the Supreme Court.
Thank God. Yes. Yeah. That's a big deal.
That's a huge deal. That's why this election is the biggest in history. Now, you always hear that, right?
Yep.
But the fact of the matter is these dirtbags are going to try to pack the courts. They're going to try to destroy the system that we have. And they're good at it. They are good at it. No matter what the Democrats touch, it doesn't matter. Look at the cities. Look at the towns. No matter what socialism touches, whenever you get big government involved, they eventually destroy it. And the argument used to be, well, you know what, though? Look at New York City. Look at San Francisco. Okay, New York City is boarded up now, disgusting pig hole, and San Francisco's got human feces all over the street.
Yeah, and needles.
They messed that up, too.
Right.
Messed it up, too.
But let's not forget, though, that the Democrats like to change the rules when they have the power, never thinking about what happens when they don't have power.
Yeah.
So let's remember, a Supreme Court justice used to have a filibuster ability where the minority party had the ability to filibuster that candidate and require, I think, a supermajority or something like that. Oops. A supermajority where they had to where they had to have two-thirds of the vote, right?
Yeah.
And then Harry Reid changed it. Harry Reid said, I'm getting rid of the filibuster. They got rid of the filibuster so they could put their own Supreme Court nominee on there, and that's exactly what they did.
Elections have consequences.
As a result now, we're playing by the same rules.
Yeah.
So before you
well,
had—
I'm sick and tired of smart guys.
There you go.
Perfect.
Perfect timing. Yeah. Perfect timing. So
absolutely.
Anyway.
Yeah, well, my favorite, you see Harris yesterday. She's like, well, they just rammed it through, totally unethical, totally unconstitutional. Like, what are you talking about? What do you not realize? Realize that if you're elected to president, you're elected to president to run for 4 years, not for 3 years. There's not a chance in you know what that if Obama wasn't in that same position, he would have done the exact same thing.
Of course
he
would have.
Right? Exact same thing.
Right.
Of course, the Republicans wouldn't be threatening to pack the court, which some of that, by the way, they need to do. I mean, you fight fire with fire sometimes.
Well, if the Democrats pack the court, then what's going to happen is when the Republicans get in. And next thing you know, you have 150 Supreme Court justices,
right?
And you destroy one of the three branches of our federal government.
Yep.
You, I mean, that's what's at stake here, folks. And the Democrats have no problem changing the Constitution, changing the rules of the game to put things in their favor, never realizing that when the Republicans are in charge, they're going to use those exact same rules. Yep. And unfortunately, I don't think changing the rules is ever good, no matter which party's doing it, no matter which favor it is.
That's right.
Our founding fathers, I don't know if it was divine intervention or what,
had to
the,
be. When
what,
you look
what
at
cosmic
that,
intelligence they tapped into.
When you look at what they did, it's just unreal.
It's
the visionary thinking was unbelievable.
Unbelievable,
yeah,
right?
Unbelievable.
So I don't want to change what they did. I'm not arrogant enough to say that I'm smarter than an Alexander Hamilton or a Jefferson or a Washington or any of our founding, a Franklin, right? I'm not smarter than they were. I fancy myself to be pretty smart, actually. Nowhere near those guys. Don't even touch those guys, right?
Yeah.
But that's the problem with our politicians of today. They think they're so smart. Here's another example of that, by the way. Sarbanes-Oxley what am I thinking of? Was it Sarbanes-Oxley? What was it that – no, it wasn't Sarbanes. It was before that they got rid of the
Glass-Steagall.
Glass-Steagall. Thank you very much. I knew you know what I was talking about. So Glass-Steagall, right, in 1933, they separated the banks from investment companies because what the banks were doing is they were taking investment company banking money deposits, and they were gambling with them in the stock market. When the stock market crashed in 1929, not only did people lose money in the stock market, a lot of people lost their deposits because the banks went under. Mm-hmm. So they created this Glass-Steagall Act.
Sounds a little bit like the subprime mortgage market that the Clintons came up with.
So back then – 100 years ago, they passed this act to basically separate it. And of course, now this is Republicans' fault, by the way. We get to the 90s. Republicans were advocating for, and the Democrats, we can't compete on the world stage anymore because all these other foreign companies are able to do both investment banking and commercial banking. So that we should be able to go back to doing the same thing. And so we repealed that.
Yep.
And that's that, amongst other things, the CRA and other things, directly led to the failure of the banking system in this country in the 2008. A crisis. So, it was perfect for 70 years.
Right. We had the strongest banking system by far in the world, right? I mean, people came from all over the world to make deposits in our bank because they trusted our banks.
Right. Yeah. So for 80 years, 75 years, everything was just hunky-dory until our wizards of smart, right, these arrogant politicians on both sides. And again, that was a Republican effort under Newt Gingrich. Huge mistake. Anyway, I wish these folks would just look at the way that this country is and understand the greatness of it and the exceptionalism
They
hate it, though. They hate it. They don't want it.
Specifically the Democrats, they don't want to embrace it, right? I mean, when you look at these Democrats crying and whining, not understanding what it really truly is like. I mean, fly over to Venezuela and see what opportunities you have over there, right? See what happens to the poor people there. The poor people aren't... The rich people don't have air conditioning anymore, let alone the poor people.
I'll tell you what, go talk to some people that are here from Venezuela have gotten here from Cuba.
Yeah.
We've had Tony Oliva on. He's a friend of our colleague.
Right.
I share the office, the Florida office with Tony when I'm down in Florida, and so did Mike. Great guy.
Yeah.
From Cuba, right from Cuba.
He'll tell you what it's like to be able to work your butt off and still have to ration food, right?
Yeah. You have no idea.
The government coming in and just seizing his family's property, right? It's ours. It's ours. Not yours, it's ours, right?
Exactly.
And by the way, that's what when you hear the left now, that's what you didn't build that. Somebody else built that for you, right? That's the mentality, right?
Yep.
But then there's nobody at the top to drive this thing. There's nobody at the top to take risk, right? Wealth is built from the top down. And for those of you that go, it doesn't trickle down. Yes, it does. Get off your ass and go want something. Mm-hmm. If you train yourself to do something, I don't care what it is. And by the way, there's never been more opportunity in this country. You can train yourself to be a dog walker and still make good money. You know why? Because there's so many damn lazy people on welfare that nobody's walking the dogs. It's really that simple.
Amazing. Well, the difference is between, I was talking to a client that's another one that's moving to Florida, right? And we're just going through some
record amount
things.
Record amount
and moving from New York.
Andrew
to
doing
Florida.
A bang up job. He needs to come out with another job or another book about that. How to transfer a million people out of a state within 10 years or something like that.
Exactly. So, but in Florida, I was telling this client, I'm like, the thing is, in Florida, welfare is only about $7,000 to $8,000. You can't live on welfare in Florida.
Right.
But what you'll see is
it's a bridge.
Right. Yeah. It's a bridge. You'll see a lot of these people, panhandling at these freeway exits and stuff like that, more so than you see in New York for sure. But here's the other thing that you see in Florida. You can get people to do the entrepreneurial spirit in Florida is phenomenal. If you want someone to come over and pick up your dog crap,
yeah,
they got that guy, yeah, right? If you want, they could. You could even call a gas company through an app. They'll come to your house in the middle of the night and fill up your tank for you and put it right on your credit card. You don't have to even go to the gas station. Anything that you can think of in Florida, any you want your backyard cleaned up, you want a deck built, mm-hmm, you name it, there's somebody in Florida that you can find to do it. All you have to do is ask. In New York, you can't find. We can't find people to come over and change the lights in our office building.
I have to fix the fixtures
that are wrong.
And I have
wrong
to get the top of my chimney fixed. I
climbed up to myself to fix my top of my chimney.
I have made 50 calls. I'm not lying. 50 calls. I finally found one person who's coming over and putting me on his list to get the job done.
Yeah.
Unreal.
So that's amazing.
Unreal. So, I mean, and I'm not thinking there's some really good masonries. I know it's a skill. I know it's an art. But you can't tell me that there's not some of these people on welfare that could have that skill, right?
Well, we're not teaching them a skill. The problem is we're
not forcing them to teach their own skill. You said it the other day. We were in a meeting, and you're like, nobody asked us to build our business in the beginning. No. Nobody forced us to go get our licenses.
Right.
We were 20-something years old. Right. I work in extra jobs, doing extra stuff to get money. Nobody sat us down and said, okay, I'm going to train you, Mike and Glenn. We trained ourselves, right? The problem is the massive amounts of welfare out there, and you see it now in the decline of New York and California. Right, they are going. The race to the bottom is complete.
Yeah, I mean, there's no expectations for these folks.
You guys have done. You two have done a bang up job, New York and California. I mean, when you want to talk about looking back at textbooks and say, how do you destroy some of the biggest economies in the world? Because that's what they are, mm-hmm, right? New York, California. How do you absolutely destroy that? Oh, high regulations, high taxes, and when you think they've had enough, you give them more.
Right, exactly.
you give them more.
Right. We're going to talk about Governor Cuomo, what he's doing to the Orthodox Jews in New York City. It's wrong, folks. Yeah. It's wrong. And the fact that the national media is not standing up for these folks is unreal.
Well, the Party of Freedom, the Party of Choice is really the Republican Party now, right? These Democrats, and the Jewish community has been voting Democrat for years.
Well, not the Orthodox Jewish community. They're Republican all the way down the line.
But
there's a lot of liberal Jewish folks out there.
A lot of liberal Jewish folks.
He's going after your brothers and sisters. That's what he's doing. They're going door to door.
Yeah.
I mean, wait till you see this video. It's unbelievable.
Basically targeting any group that wants to either gather for religious purposes outside of a Muslim. If you're a Muslim, you can do whatever you want.
Yeah.
You didn't notice how they've never gone into one mosque?
No, there's not one.
Apparently, COVID is nowhere to be found in a mosque. But and the Catholic Church, if you want to gather and you're Jewish, COVID is a killer, right?
Yeah.
There's not one. How could that be? How could not one mosque be transmitting COVID?
Not one.
There has not been one story.
Meanwhile, they're going door to door. They're arresting priests. Have you heard of one cleric, a Muslim cleric, that's gotten arrested?
Nope.
I've heard of a lot of priests that got arrested, right?
Yep.
Kentucky, Texas, I think. It's just out of control, right?
Yeah.
I mean, again, I'm not saying go arrest the Muslim clerics by any stretch. They have the same First Amendment right as the Christians.
I will say, though, that the practice of Muslim, a lot of it is meditating together side by side and not social distancing.
Which is fine to me.
Yeah.
It's freedom of religion.
Right.
We have a First Amendment. That's the thing, right? We have a First Amendment
apparently
to protect that.
It's fine to Andrew, too.
It's just the Orthodox Jews that are voting for Trump.
What if you're Catholic?
That he can't
stand. You're going into a church.
It's amazing. Just sad.
That's a COVID spreader for sure.
All right, let me take a very short break. I've got to make a quick phone call here. So let me take a very short break. We're going to come back and we'll play some of this Cuomo clips. You got to watch this clip. It's unbelievable of the police. What are you doing, New York police? I mean, it's all seriousness.
Yeah.
NYPD, are you throwing away 100% of all support?
Yeah.
Are you trying to alienate both sides?
Yeah, because you're going to do it.
You're going to do it.
You
better be careful. I mean, the Republicans and the conservatives have had your back.
Yes.
We're not going to have your back if you're harassing Jewish folks or anybody else for that matter.
Yeah.
So we'll talk about that in a second.
But especially some of you sheriffs that are going out and working with the health department to harass people for not wearing a mask.
Exactly.
Yeah.
All right.
I would give up my job for sure.
For sure. All right, welcome back. Sorry about that. I had to hit a quick phone call, unfortunately, and sometimes you just got to do that. So we're going to talk about Biden or Cuomo here in a second and what he's doing to the Orthodox Jews in New York City. It's wrong. Before I do that, though, I want to play what is – I don't know who made this video.
This is a Halloween
commercial,
right?
It's a Halloween commercial. It is the best Halloween commercial I have ever seen. So hats off to whoever put this together. It's absolutely fantastic. You ready?
Yeah, we got a little Chiweenie running around. What's
uh-oh,
she doing?
The cords?
She's getting tangled.
Oh, boy.
I got to remember, don't bring her in on podcast day.
Where are you?
Come here.
Got a little buddy.
The YouTube family wants to see you.
Oh, look at you.
She's a bad girl, right? He's a good girl, but sometimes bad. Uh-oh. All right. Go to sleep, right. Kelsey.
Here, this is the best Halloween commercial I have ever seen. This is fantastic. Ready? Here we go.
It says, don't get tricked.
Spooky, 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 creepy.
Oh, it gets better.
Oh, it's funny. It's Joe.
Come on, man. Candy's for the kids.
Well, maybe he forgot.
Wait a minute. You look familiar. Who are you?
I know who you're voting for. So, for those of you who are not watching on YouTube,
she took everything. She took everything.
At the door was Joe Biden dressed up, but
yeah, Joe Biden mask rips it off. It's Kamala Harris. Kamala 2021. She's Kamala. Got a mask on.
It's Kamala.
Yeah, she took everything. So then she grabs a bucket. She dumps it all into the thing and
walks away.
And walks away.
And that's so true. That's so true.
She took everything.
Took everything.
That's exactly what will happen.
Yeah.
She's out there, pushing for peace. She says, we're going to fight for this. We're going to fight you. We're going to fight that. She's lost her mind over this Amy Comey Barrett confirmation. She really has.
But I'll tell you what, big deal, folks. Big deal. I can't stress enough how important it is to have control of the courts like that. You know, it gives us a place to go. We've been talking about this for weeks. We're going after, going after Andrew Cuomo. Mm-hmm. And our attorney, James Ostrowski, has said, you know what? We'll go to the appellate court, and if we need to, we'll go to the Supreme Court. Well, now we have this fighting chance that we could actually win.
Right.
I mean, when you look at it, we'll get into more detail in future podcasts about, you know, the ruling that just came out where we lost in a sense. It wasn't our attorney. It was another lawsuit. But they basically said, you know, Andrew Cuomo has control when it's an emergency, but never actually constituted what an emergency is. So,
or how long it lasts.
Or how long it lasts.
But basically what Judge Scrutiny said was, during time of an emergency, the Constitution doesn't apply.
Right.
Now, I don't know where that, where's that footnote or asterisk?
That's the time it really should apply.
Right? Exactly. That's exactly what it's
for. If there's any time it should apply, it should be during an emergency.
Well,
because the next part will be, people are looting and smashing windows down there. That's an emergency. I need your guns for 3 months. We'll give them back. Just, you know what? We just got to get the curve down.
They did that.
Get the curve of violence down. Then we'll give you your guns back. Right?
They did that during Katrina in New Orleans.
Yeah.
They went, instead of protecting the residents and allowing the residents to protect themselves, the law enforcement went door to door and confiscated people's weapons.
Shame on them, by the way.
When they needed them the most. There was assaults, there was rapes, there was murders during that catastrophe. And it wasn't helpful that you disarmed people for no reason whatsoever.
Yeah.
Now, they passed some laws in Louisiana, so that can't happen again. But I'm pretty confident that the Founding Fathers never intended for the Constitution to just be, you know, suspended whenever the elected officials thought that it was necessary to suspend the Constitution. That's the whole point. The Constitution doesn't grant us our rights. It limits the government in their rights.
Yeah.
And I think that's what people don't understand. The Constitution is to protect us from a tyrannical government. Mm-hmm. It's not for the government to be able to use it when they want to and suspend it when they don't like it. That's not how this works. And that's why Amy Coney Barrett and the Supreme Court is so important.
It's huge. It gives us a feeling of, okay, we can still make it there. I mean, it's not cheap. It's not easy. Oof. But there still is an end destination to be able to say, okay,
look,
the foundation of America can still stay complete.
And it doesn't mean that you're always going to get the results that you expect. Look at Obamacare.
That's right.
I mean, Judge Roberts, I'm shocked at what he did, but that's the thing. Like, you just don't know.
Yeah.
That was his interpretation. It's his right to have it, but it's important to have as many people on the courts that look at the Constitution as it was written and intended.
Is anybody actually still on Obamacare? We should actually do some research because I don't think anybody is really on Obamacare anymore.
I don't know. It's too expensive. Nobody can afford it.
That's what I mean. Like, it's so expensive and nobody can afford it. I don't actually think anybody's on it.
Right.
They're fighting for this thing that nobody's using.
Right. Nobody wants. Nobody cares about it.
Right.
It's ridiculous.
Yeah.
But to Trump's fault, he really has not laid out a plan.
No.
It's going to be big. It's going to be beautiful. It's going to be wonderful.
Well,
it's going to be the best ever. But what is it? Yeah. All he's got to do is say, here's, and he knows what the plan is. What the plan is.
He did a good
more
job.
Competition, lower drug prices,
that's
more
right.
group buying, yeah. more, you know, more free markets. Yeah. No one's talking about the free market solutions
anymore. Please don't come out with your Republican healthcare plan. That's bigger and better. That's exactly what happens. That's funny. You completed it and came full circle. But yeah, the idea is lower taxes, more competition. Right. He's done that with some of the prescription drug deals, which is ultimately lowering increasing competition and lowering prices right now.
But
right? You can go to Canada and buy your drugs.
Right, but he's playing a Democrat game by being, you know, it's going to be big and beautiful. But
no,
what
we don't want
it
big and beautiful.
Lay out the plan.
No, we don't want it big and beautiful. You know what we want? Simple.
Small and simple. Exactly.
Small and simple. Right. Let you build big and beautiful. Let the private sector build big and beautiful.
Right.
Government does simple. Simple.
Right. Simple. Yeah. Keep it straightforward. So switching gears to New York City and what's going on. New York City's howled out now. It's over for New York City. It'll be a decade or more. Sadly, you know, my wife, as each of our children gotten, I think, middle school or high school, you know, certain age, she took Lily to New York City. Then she took Emma to New York City.
Yeah.
Sadly, my young Charlie will never get to go to New York City.
It was
with
a destination point, right?
It was just cool to see.
As left-wing liberal as it got, there was still the foundation of Wall Street there, big
Times
energy.
Times Square.
Yes.
It's amazing. Yeah. Wall Street,
the
Times
show,
Square,
Broadway.
Yep. Yeah, my daughters went to see Broadway shows. They got to see Hamilton and all sorts of different Broadway shows.
It may literally take more than 10 years to bring that back. If ever, Glenn. Because you're talking about, you know, there was a huge demand for rents in those areas and stuff, and now the rents have just gone to zero. The opportunity to say, I'm going to buy a building, you know it's going to come out with more rent-controlled garbage, right?
Sure.
So this is an opportunity now for de Blasio and his nut job friends to go, oh, the rents went from $2,000 to $500. Okay, we're going to cap them at $500. Well, there's no opportunity to refurbish any of those buildings, right?
By the way, not to backtrack to the federal level, but that's on the Biden proposal. Is one of his tax plans is to require mixed housing in all communities. So, hey, I would love to have a nice subsidized housing like on the east side of Buffalo, right in Amherst.
Yes.
How about that? How about you folks in Williamsville pulling the lever for Biden that think that you're the Wizards of Smart working at UB?
Yeah.
How about that? We'll put it right in your neighborhood, right there. How about we put it right on Main Street, right in the heart of Snyder?
Go look at the track record of what the surrounding neighborhoods turned into when those
go downtown. Take a ride around the Sabre Stadium right there. Just go right down that way. See how that's working out over there. You'll see boarded up windows. You'll see graffiti. You'll see rats. If you stay long enough and you look hard enough, you'll see rats aside. You'll think they're cats, but they're not.
No, they do occupy everything down there now. That's
terrible.
And some drug dealers.
But that's what they want. They want to have, because it's not fair. So, it's not fair for the people with money to be able to live in nice communities with no crime. We got to give them some crime and some drugs, too.
They were all given that money. They didn't work hard for it.
You didn't deserve that.
They didn't take any risk.
You didn't build that.
Nope.
Anyway, this is let's see here. Let's play this clip here. This is what's going on in New York City, folks. They're literally Cuomo has said this. We played the clip. It's not about the science. It's about control, right?
Yep.
Now, I'll find the clip. I don't have it handy.
This is all about fear. The only reason we shut everything down is because of fear, not because of science.
This guy is such an asshole. He said the other day, he goes, well, you know, we see the Orthodox Jews. We tried everything with them. We tried to tell them. Nothing worked. We'll see how they like if we cut off their funding. How about that? I'm going to cut off their funding.
Are you funding them, first of all? Is he actually funding them?
Who knows?
I doubt it.
But here's a New York Police Department knocking on a Jewish house, going to the door, saying, well, see, now we have a problem. Huh. When was the last time that happened?
That's scary, huh?
Was that 1938-ish, I recall, right?
No, that can't happen again.
No, it'll never happen again.
No.
This is sickening, folks.
It won't be Jews. It'll be anybody who works for a living, who says they want their freedoms, that they'll be knocking at my door, your door, everybody's door.
I don't care what religion you are.
The monster will come.
I don't care what religion you are. I don't care what political party you are. I don't care what race or what sex you are. This is not right.
Mm-hmm.
This isn't right, folks. To target a community like this is wrong. Just flat out wrong. And the fact that people aren't going crazy in this state because of this is beyond – I'm going crazy.
Disgusting.
It's beyond me.
Yep.
Nobody said a peep about this.
Wake up.
Is not right. Let me listen to this. A one-minute clip. This is ridiculous.
Talking to the owner here. But we had a complaint about vehicle parking in the front. Then I look up and you have over 10 people in a crowd.
So now it's
an issue, okay?
What is the issue? Exactly.
The issue is
This is not a party. There's no music. This is simply a
shame on this police officer, by the way. Shame on this police officer.
Now it's a, I look up. There's more into. Now is a problem.
More time, people.
All you have to do is look away.
People are mentally ill.
Right, they
mentally
they really
ill.
Are. They really
we are at a point, folks, where this virus is less deadly than any other flu we've ever seen.
This
before.
Is a private residence.
Yeah.
This is a private.
Get the
residence,
hell out of
folks.
My residence.
This is how do you? What
I look up and there's 10 people together.
What if you have a
get the hell out of my house?
What if you're okay? So what if you have 5 children?
Yeah.
Okay. Seriously. Right. So let's say I have 3 children. Yeah. What if I had? I know plenty of people have 5 children.
Yeah.
What if you had 5 children, mother and father? That's 7.
Mm-hmm.
In-laws come over. That's 9.
Uh-oh.
Your parents come over. That's 11. Oh boy. Are they going to break up your family? Are they going to say, well, one of your family members has
but
to leave?
But shame on this police officer.
What's wrong with you people?
What is wrong with you? Yeah, it's exactly right. So, what is wrong with you?
I look up. Now we have a problem.
Yeah.
He goes, and the Jewish gentleman, rightfully so, says, we're not having a party. There's a lot of music here.
So what if he is?
Who cares?
Go to hell.
Well, if it's a noise complaint, that's one thing.
Okay.
Right? If you're being, you know, if it's
that's
loud,
but
that's a different story. You're affecting
officer,
other people.
He isn't saying there's a noise complaint.
No,
all
he's not.
He's saying is you got 10 people together.
That's right.
It's nuts.
Listen to the rest of
this. You're mentally ill.
It's crazy.
The issue is, this is not a party, there's no music, this is simply a simple thing that I have a few friends together. What is the issue that you need supposed to come into my house and tell me that it's okay
good for you.
A police officer to walk into my house and say it's okay? When you are the police officer, you know the laws, you know the rules, you can't walk into my house and tell me that it's okay. If you would have been a normal person, you would have walked out and said, okay, can I talk to you?
Good for this guy, by the way.
Instead, you're just backing that up again and again.
We're past that. We're past that point.
You had a guest
about
to slam the door.
Yeah, he tried to slam it on me. I'm trying to talk to
you. So what?
Too bad.
You got a warrant?
Yeah.
I came out. I didn't see anything.
Get out of my house.
Yeah.
Get out of my house.
He's standing in the door, so he can't shut the door.
Yeah.
So the police officer, folks, you got to watch the video if you're just listening to us on YouTube or on the podcast. The police officer is standing in the door, so they can't shut the door.
Yeah.
I would have never opened the door.
Yep.
Here's how this works at my house. Mr. Wiggle, it looks like you have more than 10 people in there. Yes, I do. Have a nice day.
Yeah.
You can't have 10 people in there, sir. Yes, I can. Go off yourself. Thank you very much.
Right.
We're coming in. You gotta have people on. Go get a warrant and let me know how that works out for you.
Unless you want to come in for a beer. Unless you want to come in for a beer. Want to take a quick break?
Yeah,
we'll take a quick
break.
We'll be back. Glenn's got to take one more phone call. We'll be right back.
All right, sorry about that, folks. Dealing with some family health issues, so I had to again hop off. But we'll keep going here. We just played that clip of the police officer standing in the doorway. He's calling it in. I don't know if they got a fine or whatever. But I look up. Now I have a problem. You got more than 10 people here.
Shame on that police officer.
Look, it might be the guy's family. Okay,
yes. It's none of your business.
It's none of your business. I look up. I see 10 people. Here's what you do.
So what? You see 100 people in my house.
How about this? Get back in your squad car and go find the thug.
That's right.
Beating up on a little old lady.
Yeah.
Go find the thug that's robbing somebody down the street. Go find the thug that's, a bunch of people are beating up on somebody.
How many windows have been smashed in Manhattan, right? I mean, there's got to be all kinds of investigative reporting that you can do to go back after these dirtbags that destroyed the city. Instead, they're trying to break up this little, and I don't even know if they're praying or whatever they're doing. I don't know if they're gathering for
that's what they do.
Religious purposes or they're just gathering to be a family. But
they know that, well, typically, we have in Western New York here, there's a Orthodox Jewish temple on Sheridan. I think it's on Sheridan Drive.
Yep.
Sheridan or Maple, one of the two. We used to have an office over that way. And every day you see them in big family groups walking down to the temple, and they spend the whole day there. You know, as far as what I'm not Jewish, of course, but what I understand about the Orthodox Jewish community is that they're a very, very close and tight-knit community.
Yep.
They get together at big groups at houses and for religious festivals, and they have big families. And, and they're very family-oriented. So leave them alone.
That's right.
I don't care what they do. Leave them alone.
Yeah.
What if you have a family, again?
It is absolutely out of control.
What if you have a family of 6 and you want to have both sets of in-laws over?
What if I want to have 20
kiss
of my
off.
Buddies over? Go to hell.
Kiss off.
Go.
I mean, I don't know.
This is disgusting,
the
man.
Thing is,
there's another video, by the way, that Kelsey just sent us of a restaurant owner in New York City getting hammered for a fine. They're dying, right? They're starving.
Correct.
The last thing they need is a fine.
Correct me if I'm wrong, but do the police officers take an oath to serve the mayor? Or do they take an oath to uphold the laws on the Constitution?
Laws of the Constitution.
Which is it? Is it to be a brown shirt on behalf of de Blasio to kick in doors and harass the Jewish community?
De Blasio, or, by the way, who doesn't support you.
No.
How in the world?
I know.
Officer,
that's what I don't get.
I mean, what is going on in your brain to say,
I don't get it.
You know, what is misfiring where you're bothering this Jewish family or these Jewish folks that are getting together to pray and just spend some time together when the mayor is telling you you're the dirtball? Mayor is saying you're the problem, police officers.
So here's another police officer in New York City, again, harassing a Jewish restaurant.
No, this is a health inspector.
Oh, health inspector.
Yeah,
I'm sorry.
Health inspector.
Harassing a Jewish restaurant. Governor Cuomo does not like Jewish folks. He's anti-Semitic.
Well, anybody that votes
de Blasio
conservative
doesn't like. No, they don't like. Governor Cuomo and Bill de Blasio have made multiple anti-Semitic statements. Mm. Multiple, right? They're clearly anti-Semitic.
You'll see that on CNN this week for sure.
Yeah. Uh-huh. This is the health inspector in New York. Because again, like businesses aren't struggling enough, right?
Because my doors are open, I want to understand. Well, if you don't want to, you don't need to sign it. I know you're recording me.
That's fine. I'm allowed to record you.
I'm going to give you a copy and then...
You're giving me a ticket because my
He should have recorded his face, what he should have done.
Yep.
He's recorded his body and he was... This guy was nice enough, by the way.
There's nobody sitting in the restaurant. Everything is okay.
This guy had the courtesy to not film the guy's face. I can tell you guys, we will not be so kind.
Oh, no.
So we have cameras outside of our building. We have cameras inside of our building.
Yep. You,
I
you
can
will,
assure you.
You will be on Fox News.
You will be on Fox News.
Right.
I assure you of that.
Yeah, this guy, by the way, just to set this up, he's a restaurant owner in New York City. Nobody's actually in the restaurant. He's
the
only one there. But apparently COVID now goes into restaurants even though nobody's there.
Get the door open.
And he opened the door because it was hot, a little warm, so he was trying to get some of the heat from probably the ovens out of there. But and the health inspector just showed up and is giving this guy a fine for no reason at all.
My doors are open. What if my store is hot? I'm not allowed to open the door because the store is hot?
Everything's spelled out in the summons. I'm going to give you a copy.
There's nobody in the restaurant.
Nobody.
Can I have your name, please? Is it in the report?
It's rules, but it's not fair that only because my doors are open and I'm getting a violation.
Unbelievable.
You know, I'm struggling here every single day. It's hard for me. And there was nobody inside the store, obviously, because we don't have dining. We only have takeout. There was nobody in the store, and I'm only getting a ticket because my doors are open. Can you just please repeat that sentence why I'm getting a violation? It's because I'm operating in a red zone with... What is that?
In a red zone, you're only supposed to do pickup and delivery at the door. Everything's spelled out here in the...
What is a red zone?
At the door.
This is nuts. I mean, these people
the red
are
zones are
ill.
The zones that are voting for Trump.
I can't believe that we are here. I just can't.
I know.
From looking back from where we were a few months ago, you'd go, no way could this go this far in the United States of America. We are here, folks.
This is the last week.
Yeah.
This happened in the last week.
We are here.
It's disgusting.
We are here. A 1% infection rate with a 99.89% chance of survival. Way less deadly than the flu was 2 years ago. Way, way, way less deadly than the flu was 2 years ago. And we have turned this into communism at its best.
Yep. Yep. And here's what we're doing with COVID, by the way. We just keep counting. So it's like in the flu, we reset every year.
Yeah.
In 2018, we lost this. In 2019, we lost this.
No.
COVID is going to be an ongoing cumulative number.
Oh,
right? Because imagine if we did that. We should, actually. Why don't we do that? Why don't we go back to take the last 10 years?
Yes.
Let's take the annual flu deaths for the last 10 years. Let's accumulate that. We'll add that number together, and then we'll start adding on deaths from there.
Yep.
Okay?
Yep.
So that we can say, wow, we had 642,000 deaths from the flu in the last 10 years. That's probably pretty close, actually.
Yeah.
I'm guessing. It's a wild guess, but I'm guessing on average, we probably had in the last 10 years, at least a half a million deaths. Half a million, folks.
Oh, for sure.
Right?
For sure. Easy. Right. 2 years ago, we had 80,000 people that actually died of the flu.
That sucks. But.
Of the flu, which meant that if we did all the crap that we're doing now, we'd say millions of people had COVID-17 or whatever that flu was 2 years ago. Right. And what we would be saying, by the way, is not only did millions of people have it, we'd be saying 800,000 people died of it, of which are with it. And then the CDC would come out and say, hey, guys, only 80,000 died of the flu. 800,000 died with it. This is so less deadly than anything we've ever seen.
I got to tell you, though.
But they are running with it, man.
But look,
they're running big time
with
it.
But look, even if it had a – you know, a 2% death rate.
Yeah.
At some point, folks,
you got to go back to living.
You have to go back to living,
and,
right?
And you got to realize that the shutdowns haven't worked.
No,
we haven't gotten the herd immunity. The flu is out there. So you move. And by the way, this was a beautiful one to just burn through the kids. The kids are not dying. Don't give me the BS. There was one kid that died. We lose thousands of kids to flu, pneumonia every year. It stinks. That's the way. That's the way life works. I hate. Let me break it to you. We all are born and we all die. Some of us die of car accidents. Some of us die of influenza. Some of us die of cancer. Some of us die of bronchitis. That's the way it works. And it's not changing, folks. It doesn't matter if you put a hazmat suit on every day. I assure you, if we all wore hazmat suits every day, people would be dying of the simplest things because your immune system would be destroyed. The kids have a 0% chance of dying. Get them back in school. Let this thing burn itself through. I'm just afraid this might never end. This might be an endless fight for the next 20 years.
Well, now what we're talking about is we're going to, you got, like when you fly to New York, where's your certificate?
Yeah.
Where's your check mark on your phone? Yeah. Right. That's happening now, folks. It's happening now. Right. So pretty soon the next level is, and Joe Biden's has already said this.
Yeah.
Any interstate travel whatsoever, we're going to now have checkpoints and make sure that you've been vaccinated. We're going to force vaccinations. Now we're talking about forcing vaccinations. And for those that think, well, they can't do that.
Oh yes, they
unfortunately,
can.
There's already a federal precedent that's set in court, but it was in 1904 from the smallpox that we just talked to Jim Ostrowski about yesterday. That set a solid court precedent that allows the federal government in a time of emergency to force vaccinations for something that's contagious. Now, smallpox killed hundreds.
400 million
of
people.
Millions of people.
400 million people.
Right?
400 million people.
Way deadlier.
Way deadlier. And by the way, here's the way they force it. They go, oh, you don't need it. You just can't get on a plane without it, right? Because the federal government has federal money in there. You don't need it, but your kids can't go to school without
it, right?
That's how they force it.
Well, here we are now, again, 150 some odd years later. We're back to free states and non-free states, right? And this time, the South happens to have the free states for the most part. The Midwest and the South and the coastlines and New England are the non-free states, right? And guess who's threatening a civil war again? Oh, it'd be the Democrats again.
Yeah.
So Democrats are out there really heading us right down a path of our second civil war.
Good luck with that.
Who caused the first civil war that we lost almost a million Americans, or was it 650,000 American lives or something like that? Who was that? Oh, yeah, it was the Democrats.
Yeah.
Again, right?
That's right.
The Democrats controlled the South. The Democrats are the one that seceded from the Union. It was Lincoln and the Republicans that fought to keep it together because he understood the importance of the United States.
Yeah. And who was the party that was really fighting for freedom? Freedom for everybody.
That's
that would be the Republican Party.
Yep. It's a joke.
Yeah, once again, doing it again.
Somebody told me, we were talking about the mostly peaceful protests. Somebody said on Twitter, he goes, John Wilkes Booth was, most of his time in Ford Theater was peaceful as well. Right? That was a good analogy, right? So most of his time.
Most of his time.
Right? It all it takes is that one time. Yeah. It's not. So anyway.
Most of them are not. Well, there's a huge group of these folks that are not very peaceful, right? They're clearly take a ride. Go do yourself a favor. Go. I don't know how close you can get now because clearly they're walking into restaurants just because their door's open and finding them. But if you took a little trip down Manhattan, you'd see the damage that was done. Yeah. Disgusting.
Because apparently in New York City, you're supposed to pick up and delivery at the door. You can't walk that 10 feet in to pick it up because COVID will get you. It's floating around the restaurant.
No.
The lack of common sense here. It's just so ridiculous. It's just, you got Poloncarz out there saying, Mark Poloncarz, our illustrious Erie County executive, say, well, there's a 10-minute rule. As long as you're not within somebody for 10 minutes, you should be fine. And yet you still have to wear a face mask walking from the restaurant checking to your actual table for that 20 seconds it takes.
9:59, so you're fine.
That's right.
10:01, COVID will come.
That's right.
Remember that, folks.
It's ridiculous. So anyway, we got election coming up, folks. Get out and vote.
Yep.
Tell your friends, your parents, your family. And for those that, for the people that
if
say—
if you see a warehouse full of Democrat votes, please let somebody know. Please let
Absolutely.
Somebody know.
And for those that say, well, Trump is a racist, I can't possibly vote for him. Just ask him or her that you're talking to, what specifically has Trump said or done?
I'd like to see the video.
That is racist. Ask them why he would do prison reform and free so many African-American folks that were in there on drug charges thanks to Joe Biden. If he's so racist, why would he do that? Why would he work so hard to create opportunity zones, right? Tim Scott put those in place, right? The opportunity zones are a fantastic gigantic incentive to invest in these inner cities that are falling apart. Who did that? Huh? See, the thing is, Biden and Obama had 8 years to do this, and they did nothing.
Yeah.
They did nothing. Trump did this in 3.5 years, basically.
Yep.
He deserves another term. The other thing is,
by the way, Trump is pro-life.
Yeah,
and,
that's true.
The numbers are about 1,000 black babies a day get aborted. So
yeah.
If he's such a racist, I'm not sure that sort of fits together.
Yeah,
right?
Not really.
So 1,000 black babies being aborted a day, he's pro-life.
Right.
Okay, you do the math. I'll tell you what, when the argument is, this is the argument I give to the left, and most of them, every single time we'll think about this at least, they'll say, I don't like Donald Trump because of his morals, he's morally bankrupt, and I'll say, I know, but I just can't get over Joe Biden wanting to abort a baby as it's coming out of the womb. In fact, some of the left-wing governors have said, we'll kill the baby after.
Right.
And I just can't imagine anything Donald Trump would say.
Make the mom and baby comfortable.
I can't think of anything Donald Trump has said that even comes close to that.
No,
and you know the look on their face? Like, well, I guess I didn't think that through.
But here's what Donald Trump has done. He passed USMCA, which is the new NAFTA, which is going to protect our manufacturing jobs and bring some of those jobs
back.
How about the opportunity zones?
Opportunity zones.
Huge.
I mean, that is ridiculous.
Yeah, Senator Tim Scott put that was the one who proposed that.
Huge.
Huge.
And there is billions of dollars flowing through some of these inner city neighborhoods that have never had energy before, i.e., why the black unemployment rate was at a record low before COVID, right?
That's right.
Because people are going, you know what? Especially now, it's a new era. It's warehouse. You know, talk about an opportunity. I'll use the east side of Buffalo as an example, right? Opportunity zone. Trump says you get these huge tax breaks.
Yep.
You've got, I don't want to say shovel ready land, but pretty cost effective land. Yep. So now you can move into the east side of Buffalo, set up this huge warehouse where you can distribute your products, hire thousands of people, right? And guess what? Those people live in the community there.
That's right.
You talk about an opportunity. Biden's, I do believe, by the way, the black vote is going to turn this time, and they're going to vote Trump. And they're going to vote Trump bigly. and that's what's going to turn this election. I hope and pray.
So.
We really, truly, we are at a point in America, and I'm sick of hearing, well, you know, it'll be okay. It's not. Folks, it's one step closer. Every time it's one step closer to the bankruptcy of the United States of America. One step closer. You know, Obama, and they know that, by the way. Obama comes in.
The plan.
They throw a bunch of stuff at it, and then they lose some of it. They get back in. They throw some more stuff at it, right? The programs that they've thrown at our country throughout the years are going broke. Medicaid, Social Security, right?
Yep.
Nothing has been managed properly. Nothing. And all we do is continue to put a Band-Aid on it. Stuff all kinds of money into the coffer and say, well, we'll just kick it down the road for some other day, right? You can't keep kicking it down the road with liberal Democrats. And by the way, Trump need to step up. He's got the hugest set of you-know-whats I've ever seen in my life, and I don't know where they are this week, but man, I would have fired the head of the FBI.
I would have
been doing a press conference every day, and I would have been explaining in detail the Biden crime family. I would have been bringing on guests like Rudy Giuliani. I would force the media to show up.
Well, he's out there doing rallies across the country, but you're playing to your base, right?
Yes.
I mean, the people going to your rallies are not, you're not winning over those people, right? So you need to get on TV. The media's blacked this out. It's so wrong. The Biden family's corrupt. Everybody knows it.
Yeah.
Trump has done so many things in 3.5 years while fighting against. Remember, if Biden gets in, it'll be 4 years only. It'll be like Jimmy Carter. But let's remember what Jimmy Carter did. The Community Reinvestment Act was because of Jimmy Carter. He put that in place, right? That the housing crisis, the collapse of the housing market, you can trace all the way back to Jimmy Carter, right? Not all of it, but a big part of it.
Big part
the
of it.
The energy department, thank you, Jimmy Carter. The education department, thank you, Jimmy Carter.
Yeah.
These have, as Ronald Reagan said, the closest thing immortality in this country is a government agency, right? That's not exactly how it goes.
Yeah.
Is it immortality? That might be it. But he's right.
They never die.
Why didn't? And that's really disappointing to me. If Trump gets reelected, and God willing he will, I really hope that he steps up and says, Betsy DeVos, enough, you know, reading books to little children. How about we actually do something to reform education?
Yep.
How about we get rid of Common Core? How about we get rid of the whole department? How about you shut it down? Hey, Rick Perry, right? Remember, you didn't think we needed the agency when you were running for president. Now suddenly you're the head of the agency and you made it even bigger. How about we get rid of the energy department?
Yep.
Do we really need the energy department?
They never die. Florida. And to your point, by the way, and again, this is with Biden getting in. People say, oh, it'll be okay, 4 years, blah, blah. No, it's one step closer. Jimmy Carter was one step closer, right?
Never went away.
Only there 4 years. He did a ton of damage.
Never went away.
A ton of damage, right? Yep. And then we were Bill Clinton. Oh, Billy was great, right? Look at the bull market he stepped into. That's great. Yeah, but what did he do? Oh, yeah, he supercharged the Community Reinvestment Act. Oh, yeah, the subprime mortgage market, you know. I mean, add it on. All that stuff continued to do this and this and this and this. Yep. And then Obama. Now we've got Obamacare to deal with, right? Yep. Not to mention all the race problems that he caused by, you know, it's you didn't build this. All that stuff just continues to get piled on and piled on. And you know, here's what happens, folks. You continue to pile on this crap, right? Mm-hmm. And I can only imagine. I've never been a farmer, but there's only so many stories you can go before the pile falls over, right? And, so it is so important that people step up and vote Trump in, and Trump continues to secure the courts and continues to hopefully put some pressure on things to actually get in his next 4 years. He needs to just that's what I would say. I'm not signing a budget unless we're cutting. I'm going back to the Clinton budgets.
That's right.
We are dismantling the government.
Clinton budgets. Boy, you'd cut, to go back to Clinton budgets, you'd have to cut 60% of the size of the federal government.
Now. Obama, by 60%. The way. 60%. Obama, you know, talking about taking one step forward and one step back, right? Or let me give it this straight. The left-wing liberals take five steps forward and one step back.
That's right.
Obama took the budget. Remember that? He took the budget during the financial crisis and said, we're just going to add all this stimulus on because we think it's going to work, right? It'll stimulate the economy. And then it became the default budget. Yep. We never went back.
Right.
So you talk about, it's only 4 years. It's only more government.
Forever.
And it's more BS that's going to get crammed down our throat. Yep. And it's going to be more and more and more and more until it's over, folks, until we turn into Venezuela, until we can't come back.
Yep.
We're on our way. We're on our way, folks.
And government debt crowds out growth. And so instead of having 4-5% growth rates, we'll be stuck at 2-3% growth rates. And we may never break 3% growth rates again. Ask France, when's the last time they broke a 3% a growth rate?
Yeah.
It's been decades, sadly.
It'll be, if you like your health care, that's crap, but it'll be more.
He said
more,
that, actually. Joe Biden said, we're not going to take away your doctors. If you like your health care, you can keep your health care. Like, we fell for that Joe.
We may never. It's sad.
Yeah, Biden care.
You talk about living your life, right, and freedom, and concerts, and going to sporting events.
That's the message that Trump should have been on for months ago.
That could be gone forever. I mean, these mental midgets are going to use this control to really control you for the rest of your life. And they're winning. You conservatives continue to show up with your masks on, right? How many months have we been into this? Where the restaurant owners, when are you
going
to get together and get a brain?
I'm not
and
going
say,
out
enough is enough.
Enough is enough.
When are you gym owners going to all combine together? You all get in a room together, and grab yourself a cigar and talk it out and say enough is enough because you're not coming back. You're not.
No.
You're not. People are not. Don't tell me. People say to me, I was like, what's the big deal? Put a mask on. You know, it's a big deal. I go out to eat, not to eat. I go out to socialize.
Right.
If a UMRC meeting us out, I say, hey, let's go together early. We'll have a drink or two. We're going to go to the bar. If we can't do that, I'm out.
Right.
I'm out.
Right.
I'll just have you over my house.
Well, I'm not going out anymore, to be honest with you. I'm not, and I've saved a lot of money, which is good. So from a financial standpoint, this is good, right? But it's sad because you're right. You miss that social interaction. And even when you have a face mask on and you're talking to people, you miss that facial expression.
No,
you miss
ridiculous.
That. That's part of how we communicate, folks. Yeah. It's really important. But anyway, I'm going to wrap it up.
We didn't
talk about any money today, but we do have an upcoming market and economic commentary that's Wednesday evening at 6:15. So if you're watching this video, it's coming up. You can go right to our website, thefinancialguys.com, to register. It is a free a phone call, really. It's a conference call. So what we do is normally have this in person, but of course you can't do it in New York State. But we'll have all of our CFAs, our entire investment committee, 180 years of investment experience, two CFAs, two mutual fund managers, our chief investment officer, Danny Neiman, Paul Meeks, who's on CNBC about every week, is on our investment committee. He'll be on the call Wednesday. And basically we're going to be just talking about, you know, what do they expect with the election coming up? What kind of moves are they making with their portfolios? Where do they think the economy goes? What do they think the results of the election are going to be? And how is that going to impact the economy? All those questions that are swirling in your head on, oh my God, what do I do with my money and how do I reallocate my portfolio? We will talk about that, or at least try to answer most of those questions on Wednesday evening. So Wednesday night, 6 o'clock, stock market and economic commentary. Go to our website. That's the 28th, I think it is, right?
Mm-hmm.
28th.
Yep.
Go to our website, thefinancialguys.com. If you do need us throughout the week, folks, if you have a question on finances, we do a lot of different things here at the Financial Guys. We have a wealth management team, a retirement planning team, income planning specialists, and Social Security claiming strategists. We have chartered financial planners, certified financial analysts. No, is that right? Yeah. Chartered financial analysts and certified financial planners. I got that wrong. We have investment advisor representatives as well that do fee-based planning. We have a homeowners and auto division. We have a Medicare company that focuses on healthcare and Medicare. And, of course, it's Medicare season and much, much more. We're launching a mortgage company. Again, you can find out all the information on everything we do by going to our website at thefinancialguys.com.
And please hit the bell. Subscribe on YouTube. Please do that.
Thank you. All right. Have a great week.